7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back again with another episode, and this is part two of our quarterback NFL draft rankings, blah, 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 2018. And it is quarterback Josh Allen.
Josh,
and real quick, in case if you guys now listen to part one, which was quarterback Sam Darnold, we are ranking it on accuracy, arm strength, decision-making, mechanics, athleticism, measurables, college stats, injury history, personal traits, and then we will have our total score. And it goes from a ranking of 1 to 10, a couple of them 1 to 5, and a couple other ones 1 to 3. So if you want to know why we broke it down that way, listen to part 1 and you will understand. So without any further ado, we are starting this off. Accuracy, ranking of 1 to 10. We have a total score of 17. Tim, you had a rank of 5. Tom, a rank of 5. I won a 7.
You're nuts.
Yeah, I may be. After we just broke down the Sam Darnold episode, I did state, and I think I would be correct to say that I should have flipped Sam Darnold to a 7 and Josh Allen to a 6. Do I think he deserves a 5? No, I don't. I think at least a 6, but I gave him a 7 here, and I refused to change my ranking. So
that's because you're an asshole. Plain and simple, you are an asshole. I like Josh Allen just as much as you do. But what... I shouldn't say that I like him as much as you do, because obviously that's not factual. But Josh Allen does not deserve a 7 in accuracy. Under 60% outside of his sophomore year or his true freshman year, whatever it is, when he only played 2 games, he's been under 60%. 56% when he had that stacked team at Wyoming. Last year, 53%, under 2,000 yards. I get that the team was bad last year, but still, only 16 touchdowns last year. To rate him as high as a 7, Josh, is a disservice to all of our listeners. A 5 is his ceiling. He has a lot of other things to applaud, to say that he can bring to the NFL that are... benefits that he's bringing to the NFL. Accuracy is not one of them at this time. A 5 is his ceiling. A 7 is just ridiculous.
Josh Allen has one big time weakness. It's a glaring weakness. It's his accuracy. Josh, I don't know what you're drinking or smoking when you gave him a 7, but give me some of that. 2 seasons at Wyoming, under 60%. That's, for me, that's a benchmark. If you're not over that in college, I don't think you're getting over that in the pros either. I think you'll struggle with the play speed. He does have that arm, but it's going to be very tough for this guy.
Well, that's the thing. He's down the field. When he wants to go down the field, he's a little bit more accurate. But any type of dump off or whatever, he doesn't look like he knows what the hell he's doing. He's unable to throw it within 5 yards. He doesn't have that ability right now.
Yeah, that's the thing with him. He struggles with accuracy all over. Even deep balls. Throws them very high. The intermediate passes, screen game. I don't know if I've seen a quarterback be so inaccurate on throwing bubble screens or screen passes.
Josh Allen's college tape. Do you remember when Michael Vick did the commercial for the Vortex football? And it was just him throwing the ball as high as he can and see how many rows deep he could throw it into the stands? That's what Josh Allen's college tape essentially is. That's what he does. He just throws the ball as high and as far as he possibly can. Accuracy, honestly, I almost say mad at myself for giving him a 5. Defend yourself, bitch.
I'm going to just throw out 3 numbers real quick, okay? So I have a quarterback ranking of, or completion percentage of 55.1. I have a completion percentage here of, where's that number at? I'm sorry, give me a second. Of, I just had it here. Oh, there it is. 58.7 and a completion percentage of 56.5. Can you name those 3 quarterbacks?
No.
So the one quarterback was taken in the second round, DeShone Kizer. And I'm not going to rate...
Who you hated.
Who I did hate. Okay. But at the same time, under 60%, drafted in the second round.
Yeah, we hate.
And the other one is C.J. Beathard. Yes, later round pick. But he was a starter this year due to injuries.
Not very good.
No. And, I was the only one who talks about him.
And Jacob Eason from Georgia. Tim's second love in life. And what he had the worst ranking of 55.1 at Georgia.
He played
last year
1.5 games and then got injured.
No, this is 2016.
Yeah, 13, his true freshman year in college.
Games? Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Doesn't matter.
He's transferring to Washington.
So I'm just throwing out those numbers for you. I'm just trying to compare it. Yeah, he doesn't have the greatest completion percentage. But, you know, it is what it is. Should I give him 7? No, I should probably give him a 6. But I don't give a shit. I put it at a 7.
Even if you factor in drop balls, not counting against his incompletion percentage, he's right at 60%, and the college average is 65%.
Josh comparing him...
like a C-.
Josh comparing him to a true freshman's numbers.
Just saying.
Suck a big fat D. Dude.
Moving on, we have arm strength. We all gave him a 10. Perfect score of a 30. I think he is the only one that got that out of all the quarterbacks, correct?
He is. He is. It's a no-brainer. That's his biggest asset. Is his monster arm.
Yeah, he's a monster.
He doesn't have a right arm. He's got that rocket launcher attached to his where his right arm is supposed to be. Some of the throws this dude makes on tape, they're pretty. When he's on, he can make some unreal throws. There's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL that can't make the same type of throws. But how good, it's hard to really, I don't know. Without the accuracy, arm strength don't mean shit. That's
moving
what
on.
I'm worried about with Josh.
Yeah. Moving on, decision-making. Rank of 1 to 10. Tim, you had him at a 6. Tom, a 5. I had him at a 7.
Josh Allen, he's aware of his arm strength, but he tends to make or to take a lot of risks because of that arm strength. Throws passes that he shouldn't. Tries to fit the football into very tight windows. He's got that gunslinger mentality. You know, live or die by the sword, and I think he's going to struggle at the next level.
Josh, if we were going off of his 2016 tape, I would have given him a 7, very similar to what you have. But with this past season being on a bad team, you know, he tried to force the ball a lot, and I feel like giving him a 6, very similar to Sam Darnold, who also had a bad offensive line at USC, I think is very fair. I think a 6 is right where he should be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to make excuses for him because he's made excuses for himself all year, but he had no supporting cast. You look at it, all of his wide receivers are gone. His starting running backs were gone. His offensive line was hot garbage, like you just stated. So, decision-making, again, I gave it him a 7. This is also a guy that we were talking about being very highly touted last year, and maybe I did base it off a little bit too much of his 2016 tape. Looking at 2017, he was injured a lot, and the fact that that team was
injured
was not very good. So, moving on, mechanics. Rating scale of 1 to 5. We all gave him a 4.
Yeah, a lot of issues Josh Allen has is because of his big arm. Very reliant on it. Doesn't need the perfect mechanics to make good throws. You see him throwing off the back foot a lot when he's pressured. He has terrible footwork. It's normal for inexperienced quarterbacks. He's only played close to full seasons at Wyoming. Not some big-time university. Hasn't faced a lot of speed on defense. Struggled versus Iowa. They're not known for being extremely athletic, but they're very technically sound. Right now, he's working to correct it. He's working with Jordan Palmer, who's been known as a quarterback guru, and I expect a lot of this stuff to be fixed. The one thing I love about him is taking snaps under center. One of the quarterbacks in this group that has the most experience doing that, and that's not going to be a huge learning curve, which it usually is.
That's why I gave him a 4, Tom. It's because his ability to take the ball under center already, he's used to taking that drop from behind center, and that is why I gave him a 4.
Athleticism ranking of 1 to 5. You guys both gave him a 3. I gave him a 4.
I'm gonna laugh my ass off. First off, a 3 is too much. Probably is right.
No.
Is
him, no, him and Darnold are pretty similar.
A three. No, he is not on the level.
Yes, he is.
Of Sam Darnold. Absolutely not.
Why not?
He is not.
Why?
Because he's not there. He has more of an ability. His athletic ability is different than Sam Darnold's. Sam Darnold's athletic ability is to be able to read a defense and to tuck and run the ball when need be. Josh Allen's athletic ability is the ability to shed a tackle in the pocket, move around, and get the ball downfield. That's where it's different. He's not going to be a RPO-type quarterback. He's going to be probably more of a pocket passer, shed tackles, get guys off. I'm not saying he's not athletic. I gave him a 3. That's deserving. But he is not Sam Darnold athletic.
I was really impressed with how he could make defenders miss. Kind of reminded me a lot of Big Ben out there. Uses his size well. Breaks a lot of tackles. He's got that ability to escape the pocket, extend plays. I think he's super underrated in that department, in all honesty. Extremely impressed with his escapability out there.
So Josh Allen played in 11 games this year. Had over 200 yards rushing. 5 touchdowns, which was the same as Sam Darnold, right?
One less.
Darnold had 7.
Oh, 7. Yep. 2 less.
So, look at his 2016 stats. Do you know how many yards rushing he had in 2016, Tim? No, because I hate Josh Allen. He had over 500 yards rushing last year. 7 touchdowns. He's got athletic ability. So
I should have gave him a 4.
It should be a 4. He's got athleticism. Look at his 2016 numbers. It makes sense. Moving on. Measurables. We all gave him a 5. He's a monster. What else can we say?
He's a beast. He's shaped like Big Ben. That big arm. That ability to shed tackles in the pocket.
I'm shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if goddamn combine came and he measured in at 6'7", 280. Just muscle.
Grew 2 inches.
it wouldn't shock me. Like, who knows?
He looks the part, prototypical size. Got those big ass hands. He's good to go.
College stats. Tim and myself gave him a 2. Tom, you gave him a 1.
Yeah, you look at the amount of talent that Josh Allen has, and his numbers should be eye-popping, especially playing at Wyoming. His numbers extremely underwhelming for me. I understand he hasn't had the best talent around him. Not many NFL-caliber players have been playing on his team in the Wyoming squad, but you got to look at who they're facing. He should be tearing them apart, and he struggled and just seemed to lay down when they were playing good, quality college football teams.
I gave him a 2 because last year when he had a good team behind him, he put up monster numbers. He put up over 3,000 yards. He put up almost 30 touchdowns. Those 15 picks are rough, but 144.9 QB rating. He showed the ability to put up big numbers when he has a team around him. This past season, to Josh's point, he had no one around him. I don't kill him too much for having a bad team around him.
Injury history, rating of 1 to 3, we all rated him a 2. I think really we can look at this year of 2017, and that is his knock on him. We could have even said it may have been a 1. I think if there was a 1.5 ranking, I think we may have all agreed to put him at that, right?
So what, do you have a shoulder injury this year?
Yeah.
Missed some time, but that terrible line play. It's hard to escape that. I understand it's very difficult for them to be playing again or playing with offensive lines like that. But the 2 is fair.
Yeah, same thing. Personality traits obviously comes next. Obviously, another 1 through 3 scale. Listen, his cockiness, his arrogance, his essentially playing like a senior this year. He played in the Senior Bowl. You can call it swagger, you can call it arrogance, you can call it a lot of things. I just rated it as a 2. He doesn't have any, you know, arrest-type things that warrant giving him a 1. That's why I gave him a 2.
Very charismatic. At the Senior Bowl, did a great job with the interviews he was on with Pat Kerwin and Jim Miller. Did a good job. Seemed like a very likable kid. The one thing why I kind of knocked him a little bit, didn't really make the guys around him that much better.
Sure.
And that's something you need to have for a quarterback. That's your job. We look at guys like, yeah, it's shouldn't compare him to Tom Brady, but you look at the receivers Brady has had pretty much his whole career. A lot of them have been waiver wire guys, like Wes Welker was cut from the Dolphins. Chris Hogan wasn't really much, and he's turned them into successful football players. You need to be able to do that at the quarterback position.
We had a total ranking score of 119, myself 43. Tom, 37. Tim, 39. I know you guys are going to kill me on my overall ranking. It is what it is. But one last thing you guys want to say for this quarterback, I'm going to start off first. And my biggest thing is I look at Josh Allen, and I think to myself, why didn't you come out last year? If he would have
He couldn't.
Yeah, he could
have. Yeah. If you remember correctly, the Bears were talking about picking him as the first quarterback taken in this draft. And I think if he would have come out, that may have happened. And this season knocked him down a little bit. But at the same time, he had a tremendous year last year, or the year before in 2016, over 500 yards rushing. I think he's a very capable quarterback. And if you look at some of his numbers, they're pretty decent overall. I think he's going to be a first-round pick regardless, top 15 pick. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Cardinals picked him at 15 if he was still there, or Buffalo traded up and got him. I don't think he would be going to the Jets at 6.
Because of his traits, Josh Allen will be drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. But find me a quarterback who has been extremely successful in the NFL whose completion percentage has been routinely under 60%. It just doesn't happen. I don't expect him to be a franchise quarterback. I think he's going to be a bust. He's got Jake Locker written all over
him. Dang. Locker? Boom. Shit, bro. Anything
don't,
less?
Don't worry. Josh has him tied for the best ranking.
Any last sayings on him?
Nope. Yeah.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
I hope he's good. I hope someone trades up. Like the Jets trades up to number 3 to draft him. Be great. Be great for business.
Yeah, for the Colts.
All right. That is all we have for you guys. Hope you... Oh, why didn't we have Luke Falk in our top 5 over Lamar Jackson? After looking at it, his completion percentage... Like, the last 3 years is, like, top 5.
Because you and Tom were all so big on... If you remember, you had
Lamar Jackson I just started thinking about that. One. Couldn't remember.
I like Lamar.
All right. That's all we have for you guys this time. Hope you guys enjoyed the breakdown of Josh Allen. Again, be on the lookout for our next couple of episodes. This is part 2. Look for part 1 that we just did on Sam Darnold. And, again, you guys can follow us on Twitter at PonyKickSports. At pony_keg_tom and Fight Talk Tim. Email us ponykicksports@gmail.com. So until next time.
Peace.